Hello, my name's Hannah Holcroft. I'm the Peer Support Coordinator with Real Baby Milk. And today I'm talking with Helen Shanahan and Stephanie Hurd, who are the Infant Feed Coordinators for Cornwall. Today we're talking about why maximising breast milk is important and also why it can be really necessary for mothers to combine. Helen, Steph?
Okay, I wanted to say something about why any breastfeeding or breast milk feeding should be valued. I think sometimes mothers, parents, society at large think that with breastfeeding it's all or nothing. You're either breastfeeding or you're formula feeding and there's nothing in between. And if you're breastfeeding and you give some formula for whatever reason, because it's needed or because you choose to, then you somehow are undoing the good that you've done with the breast milk feeding. And of course, it's really important that peer supporters acknowledge that it's not like that. Lots of people choose to give their babies formula for all sorts of reasons. Some people end up having to give their babies formula for all sorts of reasons. And it's really important that we encourage those people to value any breast milk or breastfeed that they do carry on giving, because that's always useful to babies' health and well-being. It's useful to mum's health and well-being. And breastfeeding or breast milk feeding is not just about putting food into baby's stomach. It's also about how mums feel about the baby, how baby feels about mum, about that really important relationship between mum and baby. So I think that that's at least one of the reasons why we should encourage people to maximise the amount of breastfeeding or breast milk feeding that they do and to value every single drop.
That's lovely stuff. Thank you.
I think you have to think as well why parents have made that decision to give their baby some formula. It might be sometimes people are, they really do need to give the baby some formula. It is true that only a tiny percentage of mums would not be able to fully give their baby, you know, would be able to make enough breast milk for their baby. That is true, given the perfect circumstances right from the word go. But not everybody gets those perfect circumstances. Not everybody gets to have their baby in uninterrupted skin-to-skin contact. Not everybody is given as much support to get the feeding as good and effective as it can be right from the word go. Sometimes mums aren't giving help to have really spot-on positioning and attachment and to know how to know that their baby is removing milk properly. Sometimes these things don't happen. Sometimes mums are supported to express, but maybe they don't get shown how to do it early enough or effectively enough, or for whatever reason, their milk supply has not been as well established as it should be in the first few days. And for some people, they can easily recover that later. And for other people, that just isn't possible. They can't quite get back to making enough milk for their baby. And then because their baby is struggling with gaining weight, even when it is breastfeeding effectively and the mum just isn't making quite enough milk, they do really need to give the baby some formula. And in those circumstances, we don't want someone to feel guilty or like they're doing the wrong thing or that they must get back to exclusive breastfeeding, because for some people that may be possible, but for other people it just is not going to be possible. And what you want is for them to feel happy about the formula feeding that they're doing and to protect and promote the breastfeeding or breast milk feeding that they are doing, but to make the bottle feeding that they're doing as much like breastfeeding as possible. And the things that you want to think about there are that they need to be holding the baby close and giving the baby eye contact and talking to the baby and smiling at it and telling it what a pretty baby it is, just like we all do when we're breastfeeding our babies. And the breastfeeding, the feeding relationship, whether you breast or bottle feed, a feeding relationship is a really important thing between parents and babies. So ideally, it should just be one or two people who are bottle feeding that milk to the baby. It shouldn't be Uncle Tom Cobley and all. It should be just perhaps the parents or maybe the mum and her mum or someone like that. And it needs to be like that so that the baby learns to recognise the people who are caring for it, and the parents get to know their baby and get to know whether their baby's looking for feed and what does it need to perhaps pause and bring up a bit of wind or have a little wriggle around or maybe have its nappy change and then have a bit more. And the idea that babies don't have the same amount of milk at every single feed, whether that's a breastfeed or an express milk feed or a formula feed, that sometimes they're a bit more hungry and they want a bit more, and sometimes they're not quite so hungry and they want a bit less. and that sometimes they're ravenously hungry and they woof the whole lot down really fast. That's a really normal sort of variation that you would get when you're breastfeeding, and you want to replicate that with bottle feeding as well. And I think also you want to think about mums who are mixed feeding need to have information about making the formula feeding that they are doing as safe as possible. So it's that they need to have information about how to prepare feed safely from formula, or if they're using ready-to-feed milk, that they're storing that milk in between feeds as safely as possible. They need to know about, someone needs to review with them about sterilising and preparing the feeds effectively. I think the other thing I was thinking is that if you can make the formula feeding as much like breastfeeding as possible, you're much more likely to be able to protect the breastfeeding that is going on. So making the bottle feeding responsive to the baby's needs, so that the baby is feeding, is being offered a feed when it wants it and not being forced to take more than it actually wanted, or that it's having a cuddle. Sometimes they don't necessarily want a feed, sometimes they're wanting a cuddle or a bit of a wind or a nappy change, and that they don't want to take the exact same amount of milk at every single feed, that sometimes they're more hungry and sometimes they're less hungry. If a mum feeds the baby responsively, whether she's breastfeeding the baby or formula feeding the baby, she's much more likely to be able to continue to breastfeed the baby and keep up her breast milk supply and continue to do some breastfeeding or some breast milk feeding for much, much longer than if it was seen as a much more sort of rigid, routinized kind of feeding, which is rather more difficult to fit in. I think sometimes another thing is that mums wonder about how they can combine breastfeeding and bottle feeding, and they need to have a bit of guidance about, if they're doing some expressing, maybe how, when would be the right sort of time of the day, because for most people it's a little bit easier to do some expressing in the morning. But often if they are giving the baby breast milk top-ups or formula milk top-ups, that's often being done in the evenings, because that's when babies would normally be a bit less settled. They'd want to have their feeds a bit closer together. And mums need to have the opportunity to talk about how much milk they're giving their baby if they're topping it up in the evenings, because there's quite a temptation, I think, to see that sort of rapid feed thing that most breastfeeding babies would do in the evening, to see that as a bit of an inconvenience, and if you gave the baby a giant top up, well, it'll sleep for hours, whereas actually babies need to feed frequently in the evening, so you'd want to give it a relatively small top up, like perhaps 30 to 60 mils, so that it will actually wake up and ask to be fed again at the breast in perhaps just, you know, 2 hours or 2.5 hours or something like that, so that it does want to, it does ask to be fed again soon, because that's going to protect the mum's milk supply. And it won't help if the mum gives the baby a giant feed of formula, or she looks, if the only place she's getting any information is the side of the tin, and she looks at the tin for and thinks, well, my baby is this age or this size, so it must have 150 or 180 mils of milk. If you give the baby that kind of volume of formula, it's very likely to possibly either throw up, but if it doesn't throw up, it may sleep for hours and hours and hours. And sometimes mums then feel devastated. They think, oh my God, my baby must have been so desperately hungry. I must have been doing such a bad thing by not giving it enough breast milk. It isn't like that. That formula milk is difficult for the baby to digest, and it makes the baby less keen to come back. It lies sleeping for hours, which is not helpful for it anyway, but it certainly isn't helpful for the breastfeeding. And if you give it a really giant volume like that, it's more likely to be unsettled when it comes back to the breast, because it isn't going to get that volume of breast milk from the mum, and it'll lead to the mum feeling her milk supply is inadequate, and that would be a shame.
Thank you, Helen. That's really, really clear guidance.